Ryan Holt, the broadcaster for the Condors, joins us once again. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
Good. The Bakersfield Condors are right in the hunt for the playoffs in a pretty good battle with a few other teams. And you lose your starting goaltender. You bring a guy back in Anders Nilsson who, you know, when he was on his game, he was very good in the NHL. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened for a few months. Have you had a chance to talk to Nilsson, kind of get a view of his mindset heading back to the American League?
Yeah, he's excited to be here and obviously get back in between the pipes. He'll start tonight and talked with Jerry Fleming about an hour ago. And kind of the key for him is to get some confidence back and to get some starts here with the Condors and see what happens. So it's going to be a day-to-day thing. Anders is going to get the net tonight and, you know, they'll reevaluate after tonight for the game on Sunday afternoon up in San Jose. So Itu Laurikainen was great the last two games. You know, he's been good for us here this season. He's had a couple of tough starts for us, but I think that was a product of just some rest and some opportunities that he wasn't expecting and kind of just thrown into the fire. But when he's been healthy and ready to go, Itu's been great. So looking forward to seeing what Anders does tonight and hopefully keep this winning streak going. Three in a row tonight and hopefully four in a row after the evening's game.
Now, Ryan, because the Pacific Division plays fewer games, how does the playoff system, is it just the top four in each division? There's no crossover?
There is a crossover just because the Central Division has eight teams in it and the Pacific has seven teams. So basically, if the fifth place team, which at the moment would be Charlotte in the Central, if they have a higher winning percentage than the fourth place team out in the Pacific, which currently is us, they would jump in to the Pacific Division playoffs. So one would play the fourth seed, which would actually be the Central Division. Now, Charlotte's lost seven in a row, so it remains to be seen if they'll end up finishing higher than the fourth-place team out in the Pacific. But Condors are essentially right now in a virtual tie with the San Jose Barracuda, who are in third place. So the top three are guaranteed, and then that fourth spot is a fluctuating spot depending on winning percentages from the fifth-place team in the Central and the fourth-place team out in the Pacific.
Okay, so it's not based on points, which couldn't be because you play fewer games. It's based on the winning percentage. Now, if there's a tie in winning percentage, what's the tiebreaker? Do you know?
Just like any other standings, would be regulation wins. Okay. Regulation and overtime wins, excuse me. So any non-shootout wins, which at the moment we'll win any tiebreaker because we haven't won an overtime game yet this year and we've only won one shootout game. So we've been in the fewest overtime games this year of any team in the league. So I think we win any tiebreaker early on. So that's a positive.
Ryan, Luke Gazdik, how's he looked since coming from Edmonton?
He's been perfect. He's been exactly what this Condors team needed. You know, when Zach Cassian was here for a couple of weeks, he was exactly what the Condors needed, and Gazdik's kind of filled that role. He's been on the line with Cale Kessie and kind of the unheralded, you know, star of this Condors team, Josh Curry, who's done a little bit of everything for Bakersfield since coming up from the ECHL. And Gaz, along with Kessie and Curry, form a nice little change-up line for this Condors team, a little bit of a grind line, a little grits on the fourth line, which is exactly what you want. And he's chipped in with some points, too, three points in four games. And Kessie's had a goal in that span. Curry's had a couple assists, so they've been chipping in, and as Jerry Fleming's talked about here over the last week, the Condors haven't been as deep as they are right now in terms of being able to roll four lines and feel comfortable with all four lines out there.
Gazdik had 3 points in the four games. He's plus three, has two penalty minutes thus far, and six shots on goal in the four games. A few of the other players, you know, Matt Ford still leading your team at the top of the point standings. A few guys that, you know, Oiler fans are curious about. Jujhar Khara, let's start there.
He's looked as confident and as good as I've seen him this season. Ever since he came down from Edmonton, I think he's played in 10 out of the 12 games. He was suspended there for two games for a check for an elbow a couple of weeks ago. But other than that, he's had a point per game since coming back down from Edmonton. He just looks the role. He's a big body down the middle. He's been with Clint Kammer on his left and here this week with Andrew Miller on his right. So they formed a nice little line up the top and just been a great teammate as well. I think there's this Oilers in-depth story coming out on him this weekend, so you can check that out He's just been fantastic for us here this season.
Mentioning Rob Klinkhammer, he's lighting it up. He's got 6 goals in 7 games.
Yeah, the Colonel, he's been great. You know, he scored a big-time game-winning goal. I think he was out of gas. I think the tank was on empty at the end of his shift, but he decided to give it one last rush with 3.5 minutes left and ended up with a nice little move that you can check out on our YouTube page. So he's been great. And the thing about Klinkhammer, and you mentioned Gazdic earlier, that Jerry Fleming's always talked about is these guys are great on the ice, they're great in the room, and they're great on the bench too. You know, when the team needs to pick up, you know, maybe the team's down a little bit or they need a little surge, you can kind of look at Gaz and you can kind of look at, you know, Klinkhammer as two guys that can be leaders on this team, even though they don't wear letters on their chest.
Ryan Holt joins us, play-by-play man for the Bakersfield Condors. They play tonight and then Sunday afternoon. You look at it has been really kind of a hodgepodge with players coming up and down and injuries. David Musil has played the most games of anyone on the team so far this season. He has dressed for 42 of their 43 games. So you don't have one player who's dressed in every game. How, you know, David Musil, the knock, of course, is he's got to improve his foot speed. He's got the strength. He's got the smarts to play, but foot speed's his issue. Has that improved this year?
I think it has improved. He's been, you know, like you mentioned, he's played in, you know, as many games as possible for this Condors team this season. We've, you know, had the call-outs and the injuries here over the course of the year, but Musil's been steady back there on the blue line. He's one of our go-to PK guys. That is, you know, looked to on the PK, and our PK has been good here this season. I think Jerry Fleming wanted a little better, but I think overall, Musil's game has been strong on the blue line. He's been a guy that you know is first on the sheet in terms of, you know, who are we penciling in on the back end and who's going to play some big minutes in terms of PK time. So he's been great, and he's kind of adapted that role. And he's a big, strong guy. I mean, everyone knows that, and he's been sound defensively here this season. So I look forward to him continuing to develop and continuing to help contribute from that blue line.
On the blue line, who do you think right now, well, excluding Griffin Reinhart, because I would assume he's number one, who do you think would be the next rated prospect for Oiler fans in the coming seasons?
Yeah, you know, it's not really for me to say. That's up to management and the coaching staff. But I will say this, Jordan Osterley and Joey Leleggi are two of the names that I think Oiler fans have wanted to hear about. You know, they've been pretty much a point-per-game pairing from the back end here over the last month and a half. Joey's got 13 points in 14 games. Osterley's got 10 in 14. He hasn't had a point in the last two, which has kind of skewed those numbers a little bit. But they've been very good. On the blue line, Osterley and Leleggia have been off and on the top power play unit along with Brad Hunt, or they're paired on the second unit with themselves. And they've been good back there as well because they're both mobile. They both skate very well, and they're very good with the puck. So I think from the back end, you know, Osterley and Leleggia have been very good for us. And I know that Jerry and the coaching staff have been really impressed with what they've brought and how they've kind of, in Jordan's case, you know, kind of come into his own here in the second year. And Leleggia, who I think has some growing pains early, who's really found his game here over the last, you know, 2 months or so. He's gotten back to what's made him very good in the college ranks at Denver. And now he's been very good for us here in the pro ranks and has looked tremendous on the blue line.
Slepyshev healthy finally?
Yep, he's healthy and he's been in the lineup here for the last week. Had a multi-goal game last weekend. He's been on the off wing, so he's been playing the right side with Matt Ford on the left side in between Marco Wah. And that's kind of been our de facto third line, if you will. But like I said, Jerry Fleming's been rolling all four lines, and Slepyshev, I think he's been more physical here over the last week since he's come back from his upper body injury. I think wanting to test it out and see what's going on, and he's been good, and he's got a killer shot. Everyone knows that. And it's just about being consistent here at this level, I think, for him.
And Tyler Pitlick, where's he at?
He's back healthy, and he's been a big contributor to this Condors team. He's on the top power play unit, second line right winger at the moment. So he was up with Kara and Klinkhammer, and then they wanted to balance out the lines a little bit. They put Pitlick on the second line with Phil McRae and Ryan Hamilton on the left side. So he's healthy. He's feeling good. He's one of our better skaters. He's more physical than I even thought he was when he started the season. You know, obviously he was hurt a couple of times early on, but now that we've gotten a good sample size out of him, he's been a, you know, near a point per game guy for us here this year when he has been healthy.
And one last one on a young guy. How's Dylan Simpson adapting to the American League?
He's, again, you know, much like David Musiel, just kind of steady back there on the blue line. Simmer is, he was going through a couple injuries over the last week or 2 weeks, but he gutted through it. With Reinhart coming back down from the Oilers, he was able to kind of get a maintenance game off on Wednesday night. Talked to him this morning, feels good. He's going to hop back in the lineup tonight. Nikitin's going to come out. So, you know, looking forward to getting Simpson back in the lineup because we've been good defensively here over the last couple of weeks, and the offense is starting to show, too. We're fifth in the AHL in goals four per game, and like to get the goals against down a little bit, but, you know, it's been a good little run here for this Condors team with 8 wins in the last 12.
Well, they're definitely rolling the right way and have got some NHL guys down there. And lastly, Griffin Reinhart, they're playing him in every situation. Does he get any power play time at all or no?
Not frequently. He is used on occasion depending on how the power play is going. You know, he'll be on the blue line with Legia, but he's the pairing on the top PK unit. He'll be out there with Musiel tonight. So you'll see him often in 5-on-4 situations, which is key. I thought he played one of his better games on Wednesday night too, coming back down from Edmonton, had an assist, and he looks the part. So looking forward to his development here because Connors can certainly use a big, strong defenseman on the blue line to kind of contrast the guys like Legia and Osterley and Brad Hunt.
And who do you see him? Who's he paired with? Hunt?
He's been with a couple of different pairings, but he's been with Brad Hunt. He was with Hunt on Wednesday night. They've kept Legia with Osterley, and then Musiel and Simpson, or Musiel and Nikitin, depending on who's in the lineup. So it's kind of a nice little contrast with the defenseman and Griff, and then you know you get the cannon of a shot with Brad Hunt, who's everything and more at this level.
Ryan, thanks for this. Enjoy the call tonight. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it as always. Thank you, guys.